Okay, poems on May Day. May Day is when spring turns finally into summer. We go for a walk in English country. Dangerous. Concentrate is my name on gold glimmering under lindens. It is early May. The smell of youth, unceasingly sexual and fresh, like the new leaves, like the washed dirt, sparkling and exhaling. Not dust or dreck, fertile and plastic, fit to mould humanity. Old flawed creator God, shine your torch down here, these sparks of light flock and flourish. This too we breathe in to our green flesh as paradise. Concentrate. Air, heavy with May, slightly stifling, as if fetid. Locked in a death room. Who died where you fuck? The May knows. O green goddess, with what euphemism we approach your utter, your old greed, your utter possession. Carved out of our wombs, you pluck out children, spiteful switchings. What is really going on here? An English spring released to its violent ends. The void itself then hollowed out like a womb nurturing. Oh, in love or in hate, in sustained, rational indifference, playing out this incomprehensible game. The void wins. The familiar green world beyond the hill opening into heaviness, old Laurentian words, sprouting up and pushing, fecund, hearth heavy and burgeoning. The familiar green world beyond the one we know, tread upon but opening, behind it, here, now. The familiar green world beyond a child's picture of the wild world opening out around. The familiar green world beyond any one spot, only comings into growth and dying in a dance, opening to this. Familiar green world beyond. Pastoral, let not your heart be troubled. Memoriam, Joan Cooper. Big trees beat the air with sperm, lazily dreaming it all up above, a flat suburban sea, that the path has fallen, only slipped, off, down, slurry and tailless, white, splintered trunks about the house-size rocks. Somehow this becomes more dangerous, addictive, as bright flowers, friendliness or lyric grace, that flies suddenly in alarm, tail cocked up, at those impossible harmonies that the light does project across it all, etching finely each evening, every leaf of every tree in glory, saved, but not rejecting the banal, the sweet lilt of this place's custom and names, where Yernor enfolds a damp cleft. Let your lot your heart be troubled, is the concluding message of the dead, and to her the stream one constant music, a move into a dream of composed and transcendent happiness, spilt theory under green light movement, and the exposed and hope-filled sense of a world grown up around and through, us walking to and fro along this path. There are no paths cut through these shifting woods, a rickety shed always, for refreshment and ease, and the little dark church, its grinning animal window, a kindly joke. The river runs down, noisy, burgeoning and small, into the vast, flat, dark sea. The path goes on down and past to the far west. Time to go back and meet, walk the paths again, greeting your fellow travellers. Good morning, good afternoon, good luck, and how far is it you have come today? concentrate. Glimmering. Smell of youth, sexual and fresh. Leaves, dirt, exhaling gently. Drunk. Old flawed, botched and patched, small writhing, within it, flock and flourish. Under, the green flesh, a fine cage, incalculable energies. Concentrate now, concentrate. Air, may, stiffly, fetid, inner, who, where? The may knows, just forgets. Old greed, utter possession, splayed. Carved out, our children.
Here?
An English spring, in swooping across the lawns. In the town of the old men, quiet and friendliness, grow in little gardens, bright flowers around the lawns, red bean flowers climbing at the back, the soft fruit murmuring to itself under a flawless eggshell sky. This whole thing hurts. It pushes in soft furnishing tucks, caught and pinned with great care, love and neatness. The pins are those that murder saints and insects, silently, quietly, like a friend, under this flawless, soft blue sky. It hurts because it is inevitable, irresistible, slow and unwanted, the whole body tumorous or swathed in black bugs, while tea cups clatter and soft voices reminisce in rooms pumped out of air. The sky is still blue. In the town of the old men, the old dogs, old food, old houses, old words drift like aphids, sparkling in perpetual sunlight and settling, now welcomed, into their places, quiet, friendly, and wanted at last. What is really going on here? An English spring released to its violent end.